For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A fire NATO that ripped through the mountain town of Paradise destroyed everything in its wake. Only three roads lead up the mountain to the town, and the gridlock caused many people to burn alive in their cars. KOVR TV reporter Jan McGraw.
When they say Paradise is lost, it's because next to everything is gone. We're talking everyone's home. Almost every elementary school, there's one elementary school still standing, but three others destroyed, the middle school, the high school.
Tisha Arroyo and her grandfather decided to stay behind.
I've been trying to get them to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
So far, 10 people were found dead. In Southern California near Malibu, the Woolsey Fire has caused 250,000 people to evacuate. Two people have died in that blaze. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump and his wife Melania are in Paris. They were welcomed by French President Macron and his wife. Macron suggested an all-European army is needed to possibly counter the United States. President Trump said,
I appreciate what you're saying about burden sharing. We want a strong Europe. It's very important to us to have a strong Europe. And whichever way we can do it the best and most efficient would be something that we both want.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is home from the hospital. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Justice Ginsburg released from a Washington, D.C. hospital on Friday morning. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had taken a fall in her office on Wednesday night and fractured three ribs. A statement from the Supreme Court says Ginsburg's doing well, but she'd be working from home for a while. She's been on the high court since 1993 and is the oldest sitting justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Pittsburgh is still mourning for the 11 people killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue last month. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Hundreds gathered at Point State Park in downtown Pittsburgh Friday afternoon to honor lives lost and celebrate the city's strength. Senator Bob Casey said he's proud of the city.
People all over the world have marveled at the strength, the resolve, and the love of the people of Pittsburgh, a community, as we say, stronger than hate and stronger than ever.
Robert Bowers, a 46-year-old truck driver, is accused of that shooting rampage that also injured six. He's pleaded not guilty to federal charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
U.S. and Chinese diplomatic officials are continuing their meetings in Washington amid a backdrop of a number of issues that have increased tensions between the two countries. John Clements has more.
Those issues include the trade wars between the two nations, the predatory Chinese tactics on the American high technology industry, religious freedoms, North Korea, Afghanistan, as well as the economic boycotts against Tehran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is also being forced to discuss China's aggressive military actions in the South China Sea.
We have continued concern about China's activities in militarization in the South China Sea. We press China to live up to its past commitments in this area.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.